Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We begin Hilchos Tshuva, that on Nun Aleph Amud Beis and most standard Rambam. Hilchos Tshuva, Mitzvah Atzei Achat. In the laws of Tshuva, there is one positive commandment, that is that the sinner should repent from his sin before God, before Hashem, and confess his sin. The explanation of this mitzvah and the principal things that come along with it as a result of it will be explained in this chapter, in these chapters. The Ecclesian chapter 1, Aleph. Kol mitzvah shebetor bein aseh bein lo taseh, all of the commandments of the Torah, whether the positive ones or the prohibition of Adam malachas mehen, if a person transgressed on one of them, bein bezod and bein b'shkoga, whether by on purpose or by mistake, k'sheyase tshuva v'yoshuv mecheto, when he repents and turns away from his sin, chayv l'svadus lefnei hakel baruch hu, he is obligated to confess before Hashem, blessed is he. Shneimer d'tzad, isha isha ki yasu v'gomer. If a man or if a woman will do any of the sins, then v'zvadus chatosim asher asu, they should confess the sin that they did. Zevi didvarim, this is referring to the verbal confession. Diduzer mitzvah say, this confession is a positive commandment. Ketiv mitzvadim, how does one confess? Omer, he says, and he's speaking only to Hashem, and he says the following. Ana Hashem, please, O God, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati Lefanecha, I have done various sins before you. Chet is usually thought of as a lesser sin, and Avon is stricter, and Pesha is the strictest yet. So I've done these various degrees of sin before you. Vasisi kach v'kach, and I've done such and such, and he specifies. V'nichamti, uvoshti, b'maisai, I repent, I'm embarrassed of what I did. U'la'olam enichol to l'dover zen, I will never return to do this thing. That's the principal concept of the confession. The more that one person confesses and spends time at it, the better it is. Similarly, people who have to bring a sacrifice, a sin offering or a guilt offering, when they bring their sacrifice for their inadvertent violation, as is the case in the Chatos, or their purposeful violation, as is the case in certain ashamos, a miskabel and bekabonim ashiyasu tshuva, their sacrifice is not an atonement unless it's accompanied by tshuva. The zvadu vididvarim, and they also must confess their verbal confession of sin. Shneimer, as it says, zvadu shechot aleha, the one who has sinned should confess. Chen kol mechiyuvei misas beisin mechiyuvei malkus. Similarly, anyone who is punished by the court putting him to death or by being flogged, in the scapula hand, but misaf no belichiyos and achiyas tshuva v'yizvadu. They're being killed or they're being flogged is not an atonement for them unless they also repent and confess their sin. Similarly, if someone injures his friend, a mazik mono or destroys his property, even if he pays him what he is liable, he's not forgiven until he confesses his sin, and does tshuva, and repents from ever doing this again. You have to commit yourself to never doing it again. Otherwise, you're not forgiven. As it says, Mikol chatas adam, that from all of the sins of the person, and that the tshuva and the confession is necessary for all sins. Halacha beis. So, yeah, mishtaleya, kapishul kapara, kol Yisrael. The goat that was sent away to Azazel on Yom Kippur, since that's an atonement for all of Israel, the high priest says a confession over it, Allah should call Yisrael in the name of all of Israel. Now, as it says, Allah is called upon us in Israel, he should confess upon it all of the sins of the children of Israel. The goat that is sent away is an atonement for all of the sins of the Torah, the light ones and the strict ones, whether he transgressed purposely or accidentally, whether he's aware of the fact that he sinned or whether he's not aware. It's all atoned for with the ceremony of the sending away of the goat, provided that it's accompanied by the doing of tshuva, by repenting. If he did not do tshuva, then the goat atones only for the lighter sins. What are the light ones that are atoned by the goat, and what are the strict ones that are not atoned without tshuva? The strict ones are those for whom, for which the punishment is either being put to death by the court or korah, to be cut off. Shav b'sheker and a oath in vain or a false oath, afishin ben korah, even though they're not punishable by being cut off, alehein min hachamurah, they are considered the stricter variety of sins, which the goat does not atone for. Shamit is also saying, this is to say, shein ben korah, same hakalas. And the other negative and positive commandments that are not punished by korah, but being cut off, they are considered the lenient ones, which the siram shaleach does atone for. Nowadays, if the temple is not in existence and we do not have an altar of atonement, all that we have is repentance. And repentance does atone for all sins. Even if he was a wicked person all of his life. And at the end he did tshuva. Nothing of his wickedness is mentioned to him in the next world. As it says, the wickedness of the wicked man will not cause him to stumble on the day that he repents from his wickedness. The essence of the day of Yom Kippur itself atones for those that do tshuva. There's an extra atoning effect of the day of Yom Kippur itself. As it says, for on this day, the atonement will be made upon you. Even though tshuva atones for everything, and the day of Yom Kippur itself also atones, certain sins are atoned for immediately. And other sins are atoned for only after a certain amount of time. Ketzad ha'sof. Other cessation b'koras v'tshuva, if a person transgressed a positive commandment, he failed to perform a positive commandment, whose punishment is not to be cut off. And he did tshuva in his azmi shamach mochamlo. He doesn't leave the spot until he's forgiven immediately. Concerning such things, it says, "Shuvu b'am shuvavim, efa mishuvatechem." Return, O wild children, I will cure your wickedness. Which implies that as soon as they return, it is totally forgiven and it's cured. However, Avraham Mitzvah Losa says, "Shemas b'koras." He did something stricter. He transgressed. He broke a prohibition of the Torah, whose punishment is not koras. It's not so strict that you get cut off. Flamisas b'ezin, or neither is it punishable by death. But the children, he repented. Tshuva tol of Yom Kippur Mechaper. Tshuva suspends, and Yom Kippur completes the atonement. Concerning this, it says, Kibyom HaZeyachav Alechem, on this day of Yom Kippur you'll be atoned for. So you have to wait to Yom Kippur for the final atonement. Ava, Christus Humis is based in Vata Tshuva, if he transgressed sins with punishment of Kares, or death, by the hand of the court, and he repented, Tshuva v'Yom Kippur Tolim, Tshuva Yom Kippur suspend, keep it in suspension, this sin. And the suffering that will come upon him, that completes the atonement and the forgiveness. He doesn't have a complete atonement until suffering comes upon him. These sins, it says, I will remember their sins with a stick, and with afflictions their sins. So even with tshuva there must be a punishment, but through that punishment and the tshuva, he's totally forgiven. The medrum of Mormon does this apply to Shlok Chilul of Hashem, Bishal Shavah. If he did not desecrate the name of God when he transgressed. Avalo Machal of Hashem. But if he did desecrate the name of God, Avalo Bishal Shavah, even though he repented. The Giyam and Kippurim and Yom Kippur came, Romad Bishavah, and he's still repenting. Ubal of Yisurim, and he also had suffering. Still, in Yomaskapalo Kapara Gemura Achiyamus. He's not totally atoned for until he dies. And the Chuvah Yom Kippurim Yisurim Shloshan told him. Repentance, Yom Kippur, and suffering, all three suspend. Misa mechaperas, and death alone atones for the desecration of the name. Shinam, as it says, V'nigla bosne Hashem tzvakos, who got married, is revealed in the ears of the Lord of hosts. If this sin will be forgiven for you until you die.